4-H, it's an incredible, important part of Wisconsin youth development all across the state, regardless of your background. And now they want to get a little bit better. We're welcoming in Jill Jorgensen, who's one of our University Extension 4-H specialists that's helping to conduct a survey to give us a little guidance. Now, first of all, Jill, I'll be the first to admit I think 4-H is the cat's pajamas, even as we stand today, but I respect always wanting to get better. What motivated the questions, or what motivated the survey that's been launched, not just in Wisconsin, but across the Midwest, to evaluate 4-H programs?
Yeah, Pam. So we really wanted to understand how we could prepare our young people with those great life skills they gain in 4-H for the needs of our businesses across Wisconsin in food, agriculture, forestry, and related businesses. We really wanted to know that we were hitting the mark and helping our young people really be prepared to launch into that next phase of life after high school.
I guess it's the first time I ever thought about 4-H as a resume building skill, but I guess now that I just hear you say that, it makes perfect sense. Is that something that has been promoted in the past as part of 4-H? I mean, I think a lot of us are about, you know, exhibiting at the county fair, 4-H camp, maybe some of those 4-H leadership experiences. The recruiting aspect, is that something relatively new that we're trying to reveal?
You know, I think for a long time we've been building life skills in 4-H. And so life skills are those building blocks that all 4-H members, no matter the project they're taking, if you're showing horses, if you're doing woodworking, if you're doing leadership and camp counseling like you mentioned, I think in the moment you're doing those things and you're building those great leadership skills, you're building great knowledge, and you're building those great life skills. And I think helping our young people think through how they're building those life skills and how that translates to that next phases of life is something that we're, you know, really across the nation in 4-H, really trying to help young people understand, like, hey, you've been doing these amazing things with your project. This is how it relates to the next phase of your career and future endeavors.
Interesting. Now, we're soliciting responses primarily from, as you mentioned, those business folks, companies that are out there that would welcome those quality 4-H members, 4-H alumni into the fold. Tell me a little bit about the survey specific. And like I said, I know it's not just about Wisconsin.
Yeah, so the survey is about 10 minutes long. It's an online survey, so easily accessible for everyone. And it really looks at what are businesses looking for job recruitment practices, retention, and training needs in those industries. As I mentioned, food, agriculture, forestry, and those related businesses. We really are interested in helping figure out what is that great meeting point where we can help our young people to be prepared for meeting those needs and help the businesses gain that really great young workforce that, you know, 4-H members come with.
Do most businesses know about 4-H as a potential, I guess, pipe of employees? I'm just wondering, this sounds like it might be a two-way educational experience.
You know, Pam, I always hope when employers see 4-H on a young person's resume that they know that that young person is coming with some really great life skills, leadership skills, the ability to communicate well and work well with others. And I hope, and you know, if not, maybe we need to make sure that we send that message out loud and proud, because our 4-H members, wow, I know that when they go into workforces that they're coming prepared with some really great life skills and some really great skills to help them be prepared for those future jobs and careers.
If you're just joining us, this is Jill Jorgensen. She's one of our 4-H Extension Youth Specialists, and she's focused in on a survey that is designed to capture what employers would like to see from 4-H as far as foundational elements for those good quality employees. And like we said, Jill, we already know that a lot of that comes naturally through existing 4-H programming. Is this designed to create new items of programming, or what are we hoping might be the ultimate outcome from this survey?
Yeah, so that might be some new programs that we can contribute, like based off of that survey data. And it might be just taking those programs that we have that are really good long-term existing programs and providing some just some tweaks to them, like ways that we can improve to make sure that we're hitting those benchmarks and those needs, or even really helping our young people understand, like, hey, here are some of the things that you're currently doing, and here's how that relates to the needs that are currently in industry, and making sure that we create that really good and intentional connection for them.
I noticed that some of the questions are about technologies, for example, automation. Is that part of your business, something you see growing? And you're also asking businesses how they've already interacted with 4-H, which I think is different, or how they've already, what they've already done as far as outreach.
Yeah, you know, technology is something that is going to be changing and evolving and adapting. And I think our, you know, industries, as young people are looking to move more towards that area or may have some specialties in that area, it's always a really great opportunity for those young people to maybe think about some of these industries in a way they haven't before. I think that agriculture, food, forestry is such a vast area, and there's so many different types of careers that are available that young people don't always realize that there's these vast components that they could be a part of, and that the things that they're learning and they love might fit really well into one of those sectors. So I think that really kind of hits on where they are and maybe where they want to go, and helping them find that path to maybe working towards that for the future.
Well, and that is one of the key items that I want to stress to everybody. Don't think that because this survey is about feedback for 4-H that it's all about agriculture. You've got a lot of different categories that businesses can choose from.
Absolutely. Everything from, you know, production agriculture, as we talked about, to food and beverage manufacturing, wood products, ag-related, you know, inputs. So machinery, chemicals, even veterinarians, wholesalers, our family farms, our large industries. We want to hear from them all. And I think that's going to have a really robust way for our young people in Wisconsin and across the Midwest to learn more about what are some of those great things that these businesses are really looking for in skills with their employees.
Jill Jorgensen's along with us. We're talking about a 4-H survey that I would love for our Wisconsin businesses to jump online and complete. It is designed for ages 18 and higher, somebody that is kind of in charge of looking for workforce strength. And what's the deadline and what's the goal as far as number, Jill, that ultimately you'd like to see?
Yeah, we'd love to have our survey numbers completed by the end of April. And we're looking for 300 unique surveys so that we can have some great Wisconsin-level data that we're going to be able to look at for the future.
Excellent. We'll make sure that we're sharing not only a link, but a QR code so that if you're involved, as she said, everything from a family farm to a lumber mill to everything in between, we'd like to have you participate and give Wisconsin 4-H specifically feedback on what you'd like to see in quality future employees that have been involved in 4-H. Jill Jorgensen's the Wisconsin Youth Development 4-H Animal Science and Ag Outreach Specialist for UW Extension, focused in on this survey that could be a guiding force for future programming, future leadership development, future employee development through Wisconsin 4-H. I'm Pam Yonke.